Stop 4. Old Field Succession. On your right is an old field of approximately 2 acres in size. The old field on your right is a reminder that Pleasant Valley Sanctuary was once almost completely treeless. Until around 1905, what is now a wildlife sanctuary was a working farm with some 100 head of livestock, mostly sheep. The sheep clipped the grass, thereby keeping it short. Trees did not have a chance to grow under such constant grazing. Stone walls snaking through today's woodlands are reminders that in a past century, our wooded hills were barren of trees. In fact, in 1840, Massachusetts was only 25% forested, a far cry from the 75% forest cover of today. Many New England farmers moved to the Midwest in the 1800s, which offered them far more fertile soils, and once grazing stopped, trees began to grow on what was once pasture land. Eventually, a northern hardwood forest community of American beech, sugar maple, and yellow birch replaced the grassland. Today, these fields require annual mowing in late fall to keep them from reverting to forest. Since most of the sanctuary is forested, we choose to keep at least a few acres in fields so as to increase biological diversity. Many species of mammals, birds, insects, and other creatures require such an early successional stage, as it is called, for at least a part of their life cycles. For instance, meadow voles or field mice eat the grass and make runway systems through the grass thatch. They provide food for predators such as foxes, coyote, and red-tailed hawk. From late March through April, male American woodcocks display in this field at dusk, giving their buzzy peent calls. To continue, soon bear right and travel north for 200 feet to stop number 5, which will be on your right. A post is located on the right just before the English oak.